Man, not them getting rid of TikTok. But what's up, legends? I just want to get on here and say that in the past, I used to attract dusties. I used to attract players. I used to attract emotionally unavailable men. I used to attract drug dealers, gamblers, everything.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Do you know why?
I don't give a crap.
Because I thought that's all that I was worth.
No, sweetie. It's because that's what gets your transmission lubricated. But don't worry, you're not alone. This has been pretty common among a lot of women for a while now.
I've, like, tried really hard to be attracted to men who, like, treat me well.
It's boring.
It's not only boring, but it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Do you prefer a man who is a gentleman or a bad boy?
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Is it fair to say women lust after bad boys but want to settle down with nice guys?
Yeah.
If you happen to be looking for a quality man, where would you expect to find one?
A quality man?
Church.
Yes,
that's... When was the last time you went to church?
It's sad, isn't it?
Now, the me now, I deserve the man with a nice car, a nice crib, that's chasing his dreams, who has a nice job, who works out, who takes care of himself, who's emotionally available, who's not hot and cold, who effectively communicates with me, who wants a commitment, who makes me a priority, who puts me first, who keeps courting me, keeps dating me, keeps trying to get me, and after he gets me, he values me enough to keep me.
You're kidding, right?
Stop it. Get some help.
Sweetie, I don't know how to tell you this, but that value you're talking about went into negative digits the moment you spread your legs for the first criminal.
She belongs to the street.
Who keeps me in my feminine energy. I deserve that because that's what I believe in. That's my self-concept. And I'm not going to settle for less. And I'm going to have boundaries until that shows up for me in my energy.
Oh, shut up.
Sweetie, let's get down to reality. No high-value man is going to give sugar baby treatment to a criminal's leftovers. And if he does, he's not a high-value man. He's just a...
Simp! Simp! Simp!
Now guys, and especially you younger guys just getting into the dating market, don't get me wrong. It is possible for someone to renounce their bad past and turn their life around. But still, this is why you vet a woman's previous dating history before you deal with her. Because more often than not, if her past dating history consists of bad boys, or in this lovely lady's case, bad boys and criminals, and you're not one of those guys yourself, chances are you're just gonna be the schmuck who pays her bills while she still gets passed around by the bad boys. Case in point.
I deserve the man with a nice car, a nice crib, that's chasing his dreams, who has a nice job.
Nice car, nice crib, nice job. Yeah, it's all about the money. And to quote the ladies of TikTok, it's giving a schmuck who just pays the bills kind of vibes.
Pathetic.
Now guys, here's another reason why dealing with a woman who has a history of dating criminals is a very bad idea if you're a law-abiding man yourself. See, if those are the kind of men she was attracted to, it's very likely she also has a proclivity for immoral and or illegal behavior. It's also possible that she has a criminal record herself, and it's also possible that she might engage in criminal activities while she's in a relationship with you. And well, you might just wake up one day with the SWAT team busting down your door because your lovely girlfriend has been using your quote-unquote nice crib as a stash house for illegal spices.
Baking soda! I got baking soda!
And guess what? You could be charged as an accessory, and in the US, your house could be seized under the RICO Act.
Bruh.
So, this kind of stuff is a whole lot worse than just being the schmuck who pays the bills, but the thing is, it could get even worse. See, a lot of criminals tend to not take it very well when their quote-unquote girlfriends break up with them, and they usually take revenge. Now, I'm not going to describe what that could look like for YouTube reasons, but do the math.
You're gonna have a bad time.
So seriously, guys, no matter how pretty she is, trust me, no box is worth your freedom or your life.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.